Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And it's kind of the final week of Christmas shows, almost, so things are winding down. And for me, it's straddling that line between invitations to people's lovely and generous Christmas parties and dinners and soirees and seeing shows, because 'tis the season, make hay while the snow is falling. Put forward your cash cow Christmas show. So our six Christmas carols and our partridge and our pear tree and so on. But where to begin? This weekend is the final weekend of Fancy Nancy. What's the full name of the show?
It's Fancy Nancy Splendiferous Christmas, the musical.
Right. I knew there were more words to it. Yes. Fancy Nancy Splendiferous Christmas, the musical. All right.
I know.
And that's at Theater of Youth, appropriate for children. Neil Raddus is continuing his tradition of doing Christmas Carol that he adapted, that he did for years when he was artistic director of the Alleyway Theater.
I think it's 40 years ago. It's a tradition.
But to see his, you can see it on the Buff State campus. It was originally to be at Rockwell Hall, but then Neil found that Buff State also has the more intimate Warren Enters Theater, and that's all he needed to hear. They're going to be in the cozier Warren Enters Theater in Upton Hall on the Buffalo State campus, which is a beautiful proscenium space. And so you can see that on the 20th.
Saturday, the 20th. And actually, you get two shows on the 20th.
Two performances only, though. It's just that day and no other day for Neil Raddus's 40-umptumth performance of his own Christmas Carol. We both saw the Keenan Center Christmas Carol up in Lockport, Taylor Theater at the Keenan Center, just marvelous. I had a dinner conflict. You saw Alleyway's new Christmas Carol.
I did. It's a whole new set. Folks who've been to the Alleyway have seen maybe a thrust stage. Well, this is a complete surround set, and it's on two levels. So there's lots going on. And a lot of fog and London costumes and people dashing about. It's the full story in two acts with just a marvelous supporting cast. Can't say enough about them.
About the cast?
Yes.
Okay, well, I will catch up with it. Dinner conflict, couldn't see that. But I also wanted to see a couple of special things. One is the great drag artist and Artie Award winner for Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Vanna Du, has been doing a Christmas show about. She did it at the AKG, and she has done two shows with dinner at the Terrace Restaurant in Delaware Park, which was just so urbane and lovely with guests of performers with her, and it was sublime. Just sort of over-the-top, dapped drag performance of Christmas favorites. Vanna Du, the kind of thing to look out for. And then in a similar spirit, Anna Gasteyer, of Saturday Night Live alum and Wicked alum. She was the original Chicago Alphaba and did it on Broadway. She did her Anna Gasteyer's Sugar and Booze Holiday Spectacular at Buffalo State in Rockwell Hall.
Love that title.
Magnificent. And this I didn't anticipate because the next stop on her tour is Town Hall in New York City. She usually goes around with a three-piece combo. For Rockwell Hall, she brought a full band. So it was amazing. Just rock to the rafters. Holiday songs, some familiar, some never heard before. She had a Cy Coleman song, never recorded, found in the trunk after his demise about Santa getting stuck in the chimney again.
Again.
And her remarkable humor, the stories she's telling, she was brilliant. And then I hear, managed to get down to Gabriel's Gate for authentic buffalo chicken wings with herself and her daughter. So she enjoyed our town a bit, because we know we are the best Christmas town in America.
So we are, as according to People magazine, we can pat ourselves on the back. I understand her encore was that great Christmas carol, Defying Gravity, which, you know, actually works as a Christmas song.
She did it as a ballad.
Oh.
It was incredible. And then it segued into your A Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Brilliant. What a show. Anna Gasteyer. If you missed it, I know, maybe they'll bring her back. And so Concrete Christmas, which is ART, American Repertory Theater, and they introduce new work by local playwrights, and this is a whole evening of short plays, which were engaging and charming. I was startled by Kamala Maxwell, who I think of as an actor. She's actually fundamentally a playwright. And she did a piece about Buffalonians going to Cancun in the winter, not anticipating the strength of the sun, and they come back and they're sunburned, all except for one little smug guy played by Akshat Sharma, and all the rest just hate him.
That was fabulous, and most of the actors do not use any makeup, but the sunburn crew did smear on a little
smear on the makeup.
It was so convincing. Donna Hoke had a play that was just hilarious about the parents and the adult children exchanging gifts. And
Akshat Sharma, again, as the husband of this controlling mother who just sort of, let's just go with the flow, let's just get through this. One suggestion I would make, I know that ART does not like that lights on, lights off style, but something to indicate when one play had ended and the next one was beginning, so we understood we were hearing a new voice. Part of the fun of it for me is knowing whose voice I'm hearing now. But it's a jolly good time. Again, this is the final weekend for so much that's going on. And then the real Christmas. Ready for that?
Never. But it happens whether I'm ready or not.
Well, I planned something brilliant, so I'm completely ready. My sister's cooking. Done.
Done.
There's my Christmas tip for everyone. Get someone else to cook. And, no, she's at the College Club of Buffalo. My sister is the president of the College Club of Buffalo. And I don't know how she did it. She heard about Phil Ferrugia and Steve Copps doing that Christmas show they do that's a parody of 1960s Christmas shows. She booked it for the College Club of Buffalo. So I managed to wheedle my way into that. And so a private performance of those guys who are just... I look for the special quirky things, and that certainly qualifies.
Well, speaking of Steve Copps, he was at opening night for the Alleyway Christmas Carol, and with good reason. His son Milo plays Tiny Tim. So I know his wife founded Second Generation, so I think we're looking at a third generation here.
Well, may your days be merry and bright. Have Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and to all our listeners.
God bless us, everyone. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.